Elsewhere, the UN Security Council expressed concern yesterday at a political deterioration in Yemen that is threatening the transition to democracy. Charles Collins reports.
The 33-year rule of President Ali Abdullah Saleh ended last month after year-long protests. As with other areas affected by the Arab Spring, the transition in the southern Arabian state has not been smooth. The weakening of the state has allowed an al-Qaeda affiliate to seize parts of South Yemen, while Shia Muslim rebels have taken over parts of the north. The United Nations Security Council on Thursday urged political leaders in Yemen to remain committed to the country's political transition to democracy. The president of the council, United Kingdom Ambassador Mark Lyle Grant, outlined what steps need to be taken now that Saleh has left office.
The Security Council notes that the second phase of the transition should focus on the holding of a conference for national dialogue, restructuring of the security forces, tackling the unauthorized possession of weapons outside the control of the state, passing legislation on transitional justice to support reconciliation, constitutional reform, electoral reform, and the holding of general elections in 2014.
The council also said it was concerned by the use of child soldiers in Yemen's civil conflict and called for those responsible for human rights violations and abuses to be held accountable. I'm Charles Collins.